any type of human being. Who are from different countries, who have different caste. Even the creatures, you know, and they, however they look different, whatever different body they have. All this, living beings who live on this earth, all they wish is one thing. What they do not wish is one thing. It's just one. They wish is happiness. It's one that is happiness. All these human beings are looking different color and speaking different language, even the creatures, those who are flying, those who are crawling on the ground, cannot fly. What they do not wish is one, is just one, is suffering. So, to pacify one's own suffering, to accomplish one's own happiness, either for oneself, either for others. To accomplish that wish, so they have, they haven't theirs. Either to fulfill one's own wish, either to fulfill, the wishes of others. There have been various religions. On this earth. However, the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's way of freeing the sentient beings from suffering, not by washing the cause of the sufferings, the cause of the sufferings, the unsubject mind and its action karma, not by washing with water, and not by taking thorns from the body, You just sit and somebody comes along. You just scream, you don't do anything. You just scream, sit on the bed, then somebody comes along, then takes out the thorn. You just sit comfortably, Then you just relax on chair, then somebody comes along, then takes out the thorn. Oh, that just bothers you. Then not like this. Not in this way. The way the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha frees the sentient beings from suffering is not Guru Shakyamuni Buddha comes along, sentient beings just sit there, and Guru Shakyamuni Buddha comes along and takes out not like this. Like taking the thorn out from the body, not like that. Not getting, not eliminating by hand, by physical hand. And also, not by transplanting, like in the West, transplanting a heart. You see, if somebody's heart is transplanted to another's heart, then other person does. Is empty, but it's empty of heart, you know. How you see, there's something missing in the other person's body, you see. Even though the other person has good heart, you know, good, healthy heart. Oh, you see, not like that. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha transplanted his enlightenment, you know, his realization. His body realization, bodhicitta, you know, wisdom, shunyata, you know, all his enlightenment, realization, enlightenment, you know, transplanted. Transplant, you know, in the mind of us, and then free us, in that way, maybe. Then we become freed from sufferings. And Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, he becomes sentient being. his mind became empty of realizations. Not by transplant. The way Guru Shakyamuni Buddha free the sentient beings, also not by planting, but by transplanting in his realizations, in the mind of others. So, now, what is the way that Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, what is his way of freeing the sentient beings from sufferings? By revealing, by revealing, and the absolute truth, the nature of the existence, by revealing the nature of the existence, by revealing the nature of this, the nature of the I, the absolute, the absolute truth. By revealing the absolute truth of the I, you know, the self, I, which you see, the absolute nature of the I, the absolute nature of the existence, the aspects, on which, you know, on which we are in, us the sentient beings are ignorant, being hallucinated on that. So because being hallucinated, because not seeing this, being hallucinated, being ignorant in this, so continuously we suffer. So Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, you see, the way he frees the sentient beings from sufferings, the sufferings of samsara, by revealing the absolute nature. Then the sentient beings, by doing, you see, the listening, reflecting, the meditation practice on this. By actualizing this, the sentient beings are able to eliminate even the seed of this ignorance, the hallucinated mind, the ignorance. Which is the originator of all the sufferings, of of all other in answer to the mind and the sufferings. So in this way, the sentient beings, in this way, this is the way how Guru Shakyamuni Buddha lead the sentient beings. In the blissful state of peace. And this is the way how Guru Shakyamuni Buddha leads the state of omniscient mind, the sublime bliss. The sublime bliss. By developing the path, method of wisdom. That is revealed by Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. But sentient beings practicing that, actualizing that, developing that, the approach, the sublime bliss and the state of omniscient mind. One thing. If the suffering, if the suffering did not come from the self, if the suffering is not created by one's own mind, if one's own suffering came from other, from a separate being, the creator of one's own suffering is another separate being, who is separate from oneself. The creator of the suffering is another being, the separate being. Then, perhaps it might be possible just having the faith alone without need to practice from the side of the sentient beings, from the side of us, without need to practice, without need to do anything, just having faith, another way, what happens is, doesn't make any difference whatever you do, because it's the creator of your suffering is somebody else, it's not you, it's somebody else. So it doesn't matter whatever you do from your side. Anyway, it's up to him. It's up to the other being. So it's completely dependent on him. No matter whether you do good action, no matter whether you do bad action. Whether you live good life, whether you even live a very evil life. Having only ill will in mind, and not having any slightest love and compassion for others, only doing harm to others. However, even one live very evil life, even without having faith, nothing. It is possible to, it would be possible to experience happiness. You live good life. How much the self-cherishing thought, the self-centered mind, There's the attitude. The strong selfish thought, anger, ignorance, attachment, those answers in mind. How much they become thinner? How much they become thinner? It wouldn't make any differences for that person's, you know, say. The happiness for that person's happiness or suffering. The mind peace not becoming greater. As those unsubdued mind, become thinner. As they get more subdued, as they become more thinner, there's not any effect, there's not any result. Having greater and greater happiness in mind. However, doesn't make any sense. Since the creator of the suffering or happiness is somebody else, so it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Whatever you attempt, because it's completely dependent on the other being. However, if the creator of the suffering is if the creator of the if the creator of the self, if the creator of the your own happiness, suffering, yourself, if the creator of the world is somebody else, somebody else, a separate being, then one being. First of all, why that being is called God or Deva or whatever name is called. What happens if he did not create? If he did not create the world, if he did not create the self in your head, if he did not create the beings, if he did not, in the first place, if he did not create, what happens? Will there be any problem? Will there be any problem if he didn't create? Wouldn't it be better if he didn't, if nothing, if he created nothing, if he didn't create anything from the being? Then there wouldn't be any sufferings, any wars. There's no need fear for third war, There's no need to fight for the oils. Also, it's just extra work. Create suffering, then you have to work for that. Then you have to. Then you have to keep busy, to stop the starvation, to stop the the danger of sicknesses, Even the effort in buying medicine, taking medicine, all this unnecessary extra work. So wouldn't it be better at the very beginning if nothing was created? Nothing was created. Wouldn't it be better than having created? However, that's where I think one can check like this, or so one can examine. However, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, his philosophy, what Guru Shakyamuni Buddha says, all the sufferings, all the sufferings came from self. All the sufferings came from self. All the happiness, perfection came from others. How all the sufferings came from the soul. Which looks as it exists from its own side, on this aggregate, while the eye, which looks as it exists from its own side, is empty from its own side. While the eye, which looks as it exists from its own side, from the above the aggregates, it's empty. It's fact, it's empty, existing from its own side. Empty. Okay. Which looks as it exists from its own side, it doesn't exist from its own side. Empty. Oh, while it's while this eye is empty, existing from its own sight. While it's empty, fact is empty. While it's empty, as it's empty, then the eye appears from above these aggregates. I appears as it exists from its own sight. Another way of saying, this eye, which appears as it is inside the eye itself, which appears inside the chest, above the heart, inside the chest, somewhere here, above the heart, in the chest, somewhere there, which looks as real, which looks it is there. Not appearing like this. As one feels in the chest above the heart, somewhere here, one does not feel in a similar way. It doesn't appear in the toes or in the legs or in the nose or in the ears, in the fingers. It doesn't appear like that. In other parts of the body. But here, something that you feel, but particularly here, something that you feel, in a real eye. While you're not examining it, looks kind of, while you're not examining it, when you let it go, when you let it happen, in normal life, looks kind of, looks kind of solid, real, solid, or kind of in a living in a kind of dark room, living in a kind of black, living in a kind of dark room, you know, sort of like that. Living in a kind of dark room, you know, like as if you are living in a dark room without light, sort of like that. The eyes here inside, you know, kind of living in a dark room, sort of, you know. Oh, like that. However, to which does, I say, yeah. While you're not examining, looks like it is there. But if you search, if you really examine, where it is really, what it really exists, and where it really exists. In fact, when you examine on that, right on that. If you, by what watching at it, while you're looking at it, if you examine what it really exists, where it is actually, couldn't be found, cannot be found anywhere, from the very top, the tip of the hair, down to the feet, the toes, you know, cannot be found anywhere. Completely empty. What you used to clean before. So far, what you've been clinging in your life, or since you were born, since from the beginning of this past life until now. What you've been clinging, what you've been believing. All completely empty, in fact. And that, on this aggregate, is completely empty, in fact. However, without mentioning that, So this, when one is not examining, it looks like it is there, as real, as solid, solidity. Looks like it can be found if one searched. But it, really, when one start to search, it's as one start to search, it becomes weaker. Unclear. Cannot be found. Like, you know, when you look at it from far, looks like the cow is on that. There's a cow. There's the cow which you're supposed to find. Looks like there's the cow on that mountain, but from far looks like it's there, eating grass. See, looks like it's there, but when you are on that mountain, when you search, you couldn't find the cow. On the top, on the bottom, anywhere, nowhere, you cannot find the cow. It's like that. That mountain is empty of cow. Similar. On that mountain, it's empty of cow. Or like that, Oh, I say, on this, like that, on this aggregate, such I, oh, existing from its own side, fact is completely empty. Fact is completely empty from its own side. Completely empty from its own side. Just there, completely empty from its own side. However, oh yeah. This I, on this aggregate, there's an I which exists. There's an appearance, you know, on this aggregate, there's an appearance of I existing. There's an appearance on this aggregate. There's an appearance. I, which exists from its own side. Another way saying. The appearance of the real I. A real eye, a solid eye, that we point out. That we point out. When somebody calls you, when you get shocked, or when you're certain circumstances, happy or suffering, circumstances that you point out here. However, this this is it. This is it. What is appearing now to us? What is appearing to you, to us? What is appearing to you now? Right now, what is appearing? Oh, the self, I. What is appearing to you now? As a real solidity, somewhere in the, above the heart, not in the stomach, but above the heart, somewhere in the chest. This is it. However, by making it short. By making it simple. This is it. In certain circumstances, you know, a shock of happiness or when it's suffering. Normally that we point out. We point out there because that relates to the mind. Relates the mind belief. You see? It relates to conception. It's not just pointing out there unnecessarily. We can point out when somebody calls, when you get angry, you can point out nose. You can point out anywhere. When somebody calls, you know? See, I which doesn't exist. If somebody accuses, you know, you have stolen my car. or ice cream. Anyway, so from the refrigerator. Anyway, I'm joking, but oh, has it? No. Anyway, oh, the oh, you see, you oh, has it? You don't find out. You don't find out. You know, has it?